friendship sweeter. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. I love that. Psalm 95, verses 1 and 2. Happy Thursday, this 10th day of August 2017. Joey Kroll with you. Tipping my hat off to you. So good to see you. Looking good. Been losing weight. Good for you. High five. Hey, it is good to connect with you. I pray that your week is going well. Are you enjoying these cooler temperatures? Well, I guess I would say cooler mornings and cooler evenings, I would say. I mean, when you walk out, you're just greeted with fall air. Normally at this time of the year, I have to say, I'm going to feel bad saying this, but I get a little down this time of the year. Normally, probably the end of August, because it's a reminder that summer is winding down, fall is coming up, winter is around the corner. So it's a struggle this time of the year, normally at the end of August. So, but I do love summer, that's for sure. Hey, if you want to wrap up this summer in style, though, I encourage you to consider taking a bus trip with us to Chicago to get a nice tour of the Pacific Garden Mission, really walk through their ministry, watch a live production of the program Unshackled, have dinner at the Pacific Garden Mission, enjoy some testimony time, worship time, music time with the singing men of GNN. Yeah, it's all taking place on Saturday, August 26th. We're going to leave at the Marketplace Mall, 11:45 sharp. And we will return around 11:15 or so that evening. So if you're interested, the cost is only $30 and there needs to be a registration form that needs to be filled out. Seating is limited. First come, first serve. Fill it up. So give us a call, 217-367-7777. Or you can fill out a link that's on our website right there on our homepage. Just visit greatnewsradio.org. Or again, if it's easier for you, just call 217-367-7777. Have you had a chance to stop by the Great News Radio Center recently? Well, if you've never been, you got to go. It's at Lincoln Square in Urbana, right across from the food court. Get a nice tour of the facility. Get to see the on-air studio. That's always fun. People get so excited about that, the on-air studio. Got some goodies that we give away from time to time as well. And also, there are CDs of the Singing Men of GNN. Some of their CDs are up for sale. My book is up for sale as well. There and while you're there, hey, play some ping pong. So be sure to swing up by the Great News Radio Center one of these days. I would love to welcome you and greet you as well. Again, it's at Lincoln Square in Urbana. And I yesterday had a chance to play some ping pong with Mark, and he is pretty good at ping pong. So I thought I had some good experience with ping pong. I'm thinking I'm going to show him. I think he showed me a few things. So, yeah, swing up by the Great News Radio Center one of these days and fellowship, meet and greet, and maybe even have some ping pong as well. That's always going to be a fun time. Another round of the English conversation classes taking place again today from 10 till noon, providing beginner and intermediate instruction of English conversation classes. Goes on for the next, we're doing it 6-week increments. Just kicked off another series last Thursday, continue it again today. If you're interested or somebody you know may benefit from the English conversation classes at the Great News Radio Center, give Karen a call. She'll give you the details at 217-367-7777. Or you can just swing on by from 10 a.m. to 12 noon every Thursday between now and September 7th. Again, Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square. On Tuesday, found out that Glenn Campbell, remember Mr. Rhinestone Cowboy? Well, he went home to be with the Lord. I think it was on Tuesday, if I remember correctly. And Glenn Campbell was known for being quite serious about his faith in Jesus Christ. He, of course, had his struggles, like we do, of course. But I love what he said back in 1990. Being a Christian, I love to tell people about Christ and what he's done for me and can do for them. Now that's a man who used his platform to point people to Christ. Went home to be with the Lord on Tuesday.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the joy we share as we tarry there. The Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever. The sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is real.
Savior, enjoying his homecoming, that's for sure. That's Glenn Campbell and In the Garden here on today's edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. And I think it was a couple of months ago, Netflix released a new series entitled 13 Reasons Why. It's kind of a disturbing program, I have to be honest with you. It's about a teenage girl who takes her own life after being mistreated, bullied, and unfortunately sexually assaulted. And she took her own life, and she actually explained reasons why she did. And I watched a few pieces of it here and there, and but my takeaway and my small glimpse of that program, the entire series shows a life of hopelessness. It shows what life looks like without God. And today we're going to talk about what life really looks like without God. I know we have people today who walk around saying there is no God. I'm an atheist. There is no creator. All that religion stuff is just for those who need a crutch in life. So if you have your Bible, go ahead and turn, if you would, to Ecclesiastes chapter 4. Ecclesiastes chapter 4. And we're going to take a look at just a couple of verses here today. And these verses paint actually a grim picture of what life looks like without God. It says, I saw the tears of the oppressed, and they had no comforter. Power was on the side of their oppressors, and they had no comforter. And I declared that the dead who had already died are happier than the living who are still alive. But better than both is the one who has never been born, who has not seen the evil that is done under the sun. Isn't that a depressing passage? Solomon, the writer of this passage here, examines all the oppression taking place. He says, I saw the tears of the oppressed, and they had no comforter. He examined the oppression. He noted that there is none to comfort them in their oppression. If there is no comforter, then the oppressed suffer, and that's just the way things are. If there is no God, there is no comforter. And if there's no comforter, the oppressed suffer, and that's just the way things are. Suck it up. Right? I mean, that would be the mentality if you don't understand that there is a God. It says, I saw the tears of the oppressed, and they had no comforter. Power was on the side of their oppressors, and they had no comforter. Think about that. You know, I've done several funerals in my life. Look at the widows. Look at the kids. Look at the grandkids remaining. Looking at their family member in that casket. Just a couple months ago, we found out that my daughter Hannah's, one of her classmates, passed away at a very young age, at the age of 12. And we felt compelled to go to the funeral. I mean, what do you say to these parents and a tragic end to their son's life? What do you say? When you live life without God, where do you find your comfort? Where do you find your peace? 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort. After seeing the hurt and pain and brokenness without no comforter, the final conclusion was that it would be better never to have existed in a world without God due to the amount of evil and suffering under the sun. Look at this. And I declared the dead who had already died are happier than the living who are still alive. But better than both is the one who has never been born, who has never seen the evil that is done under the sun. Friend, these are some depressing passages. This is a tough chapter to read because it's looking through life in the lens of having no God. Look at verse 8 of Ecclesiastes 4. There was a man all alone. He had neither son nor brother. There was no end to his toil, yet his eyes were not content with his wealth. Verse 4, And I saw that all the toil and all achievements spring from one person's envy of another. This too is meaningless, a chasing after the wind. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, Solomon is having the same idea here. In verse 19 of Ecclesiastes 3, he says, Surely the fate of human beings is like that of the animals. The same fate awaits them both. As one dies, so does the other. All have the same breath. Humans have no advantage over the animals. Everything is meaningless. Friend, this is the worldview of the one who says that there is no God. Everything is meaningless. So if there is no creator, if there is no God and there's no meaning to life, then you and I are meaningless. We're no different than the animals of the field. What a depressing mentality. The Bible says that you and I are fearfully and wonderfully made. That God knitted us together in our mother's womb. He knew our days before one of them ever came to be. We know that we can find comfort. We know that we can find meaning. We know that we can find our peace, our joy, our comfort in Jesus Christ. We know that because God raised Jesus from the dead, and He will raise us. And not only that, He will wipe away every tear. He will set all things right. He will make all things new. He will make a new heaven and a new earth. He will put an end to sin, Satan, and death. And friend, that is truth. You know, in the show 13 Reasons Why that I mentioned, that's on Netflix, the only hope that that main character saw was in people, and people will let you down. But when we choose to put our hope in Jesus Christ, yeah, we'll still have pain, problems, hurt, brokenness, all that stuff. But we will find our peace, we will find our hope, we will find our comfort, and we will find our joy in Jesus, the anchor for our soul.
You are not a God created by human hands. You are not a God dependent on any mortal man. You are not a God in need of anything we can give by your plan. That's just the way it is. You are not a God created by human hands. You are not a God dependent on any mortal man. You are not a God. It's just the way it is. You are God alone. From before time began, You are on the throne. You are God alone. And right now, in the good times and bad, You are on the throne. You are God alone.
is our God. Sing with me how great is our God, and all will see how great, how great is our God.
It's the You Are God Alone medley from the Tom Fedke Singers here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. Joey Kroll with you. Hey, I'm going to be joining Mark and Jason tomorrow morning for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, The Three Musketeers. So be sure to tune in for that. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.